This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Julia Ann Richardson, Plaintiff Appellant v. Arthur Hawes, MD and Farrell Duncan Clinic, Inca, defendant's respondents decided August 1, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, in Division Julia Ann Richardson, Plaintiff Appellant v. Nome SD38494, filed August 1, 2025, Arthur Hawes, MD and Farrell Duncan Clinic, Inc.'s defendants, respondents. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Greene County. Honorable Daniel R. Wichmer, Circuit Judge, affirmed Julia Richardson, hereinafter referred to as Richardson or plaintiff, filed suit against Dr. Arthur Hawes, Dr. Hawes, and Farrell Duncan Clinic, Inc., or collectively defendants, alleging medical negligence in connection with a ridodectomy, neck lift, and an abdominoplasty, tummy tuck. Following a trial that included testimony from Richardson's expert, Dr. Terrence Mikitin, Dr. Mikitin, and defendant's expert, Dr. Timothy Fee, Dr. Fee, a jury unanimously found in favor of defendants and against Richardson. In her sole point on appeal, she contends the trial court erred in admitting demonstrative exhibits 224, 225, 227, and 228 during defendant's direct examination of Dr. Fee. Because the trial court committed no error in admitting those exhibits, we affirm. 2. Factual and procedural background. Richardson's petition named Dr. Hawes, Lester E. Cox Medical Centers, Farrell Duncan Clinic, and Cox Health as defendants. Warren Richardson alleged that Dr. Hawes was negligent because he, 1. Failed to properly conduct a pre-operative exam of plaintiff to determine plaintiff's suitability for the cosmetic procedures plaintiff desired, 2. Failed to identify plaintiff's physical conditions that were not conducive to a favorable surgical outcome. 3. Failed to properly advise plaintiff of the likelihood of achieving her desired results from the cosmetic surgery. 4. Failed to advise plaintiff of the probability of injury from the procedures. And 5. Failed to advise plaintiff of alternatives to the surgical procedures. During Richardson's case in chief, she presented the testimony of Dr. Mikitin of West County Plastic Surgeons through the admission of his previously recorded deposition. Dr. Mikitin explained that the goal of a neck lift procedure is to convert an existing obtuse angle of the chin and neck to more of an acute angle. Cervicomental is the applicable medical term used elsewhere in this opinion pertaining to the neck and jawline. Dr. Mikitin observed that Richardson, however, had thicker, denser, soft tissue around her neck, suggesting an absence of laxity that would make the skin harder to move. He further noted Richardson had less projection of her jaw and chin, which impacts the ability to narrow the cervicomental angle. All of these could make a successful neck lift challenging. Addressing the tummy tuck procedure, Dr. Mikitin described Richardson's abdomen as convex and protuberant in shape. Dr. Mikitin suggested that in the case 1, after the close of all evidence at trial, the trial court entered directed verdict in favor of defendants Lester E. Cox Medical Centers and Cox Health. 3 of Richardson, her abdominal shape resulted from the weakness of the muscle in the abdominal wall, so that the pressure of the visceral fat underneath overcomes the opposing resistance exerted by the overlaying muscle and connective tissue. The resulting abdominal shape had little to do with subcutaneous skin and fat, thereby suggesting the absence of skin laxity typically required for a successful tummy tuck procedure. Dr. Mikitin was not aware whether Dr. Hawes advised Richardson about these issues. He opined that the standard of care required Richardson to be so advised, and the failure to do so would have been negligent. Dr. Fee testified remotely for the defense, disagreeing with several of Dr. Mikitin's conclusions. During the direct examination of Dr. Fee, the following exchange occurred. Q. Defendant's counsel to Dr. Fee, you had mentioned you could probably go into some websites to look at protuberant convex abdomens. I've already given a copy of this to Richardson's counsel, but before we put it up on the screen, have you looked at exhibits 227 and 228 that we've given you of some side views of someone else's abdomen? Richardson's counsel, Judge, I'm going to have to object. I have seen those exhibits. As they are presented, I think they contain hearsay information that would tie these, reportedly tie them to Dr. Mikitin's website. Defendant's counsel, we might want to be heard for a second. The court, Yes. A bench conference was held outside the hearing of the jury in open court. The court, go ahead. Defendant's counsel. Your Honor, I had given, the court last week had, when I said we might have some demonstrative aids after, in light of Dr. Mikitin's depositions.